Welcome to www.alohaorthodontics.com. Orthodontists are highly specialized dentists. Their main focus is on the prevention and treatment of improper bites. This is an important dental issue, as improper bites can lead to a variety of problems such as tooth irregularities, lopsided jaws, and crooked teeth. Orthodontics was actually the first subclass of dentistry to be recognized as its own specialty field. Generally speaking, it takes 2 to 3 years of extra schooling after graduating as a dentist to earn the qualifications to become an orthodontist. When to seek help from an orthodontist? Like most health-related issues, the earlier you catch a dental issue, the better. Orthodontic checkups are no exception. It is a widely accepted norm that by the age of at least 7, all children should receive some kind of orthodontic evaluation. Many issues that orthodontists deal with can take years to fix, and catching them at an early stage could end up saving you a lot of money. Most of an orthodontist's work can be classified as shaping the jaw and teeth as they naturally grow in, so it is critical to stop any outstanding problems while your child is still quite young. However, even if as an adult you find out that orthodontic care may be required to fix some anomaly in your jaw or bite, don't be worried. Orthodontists are highly skilled professionals, and they have an impressive arsenal of procedures and tricks to help adults overcome their jaw imperfections. Problems untreated as an adult may result in gum disease and/or teeth loss. Tips for selecting the right orthodontist. Selecting the right orthodontist can be quite a task. If a dentist recommends that you go to see one, he or she will probably name a few for you to check out. Also, be sure to ask your friends, family, co-workers, and any good neighbors for some more recommendations. Beyond that, here are 10 tips to make this task less daunting. Create a list of the recommended orthodontists. Write the names, numbers, address, etc., then leave some space beside the name for some note-taking later. Find a block of time in your day and start calling from the top of the list. Make sure you catch the name of the receptionist just in case you need to call back for some reason. Figure out if you are covered under insurance or benefits, and perhaps bring it up when talking to the receptionist. Check to see if the orthodontist uses all the latest options for braces as well as options for trendy and cool accessories. These places will almost always be also using the latest and best equipment. Be sure to double-check their payment policy. Is there an initial deposit required? Is there a payment plan? Will interest be charged? Ask about a consultation. Many orthodontists will do this to educate you and see if you need their help or not. This can be a great source of information as well as a second opinion. Check your availability so that if need be you know whether or not you can schedule an appointment with no delays. After you finish going through your list of numbers, read through it and decide on a few that sounded good and that you would be comfortable with. Remember to ask for the same receptionist you talked to earlier so that you won't have to repeat everything over again. During the consultation, be sure to ask lots of questions. A good orthodontist and staff will gladly answer all your questions. The more you know about each office, staff, and individual orthodontist, the more informed decision you can make. Orthodontic treatments are usually long-term and costly, so it is worth your time to do the research. It isn't fun looking for a dentist for your family. Trying to find the best orthodontist for your family's need isn't a piece of cake either. Both are nerve-wracking, stressful, and frustrating. Here are some things to look for when deciding which one is the most ideal fit for your family. Years of experience, type of equipment used, accepted insurance, office location, office environment, years of experience. While the schooling is an important component, patients will be more comfortable with a professional who has many years of experience under his or her belt than one right out of dental school. Experience teaches orthodontists things they don't or can't learn in school, such as interacting with and effectively communicating with patients. Professionals who have many years of experience have likely seen their fair share of unusual, complex, and mundane cases, which will likely indicate that you or your child's unique orthodontic needs and treatment aren't anything he or she hasn't seen before. They've seen similar cases before and will know the best course of treatment. Equipment used. Does the orthodontic professional in consideration use outdated tools and equipment that can lead to inaccurate readings and diagnoses, repeated visits and unpleasant office visits? Or does he or she utilize the most modern equipment? Accepted insurance. Most dental insurance plans don't fully cover orthodontic costs, but some offer the benefit of discounted costs if done in an office that is within the insurance's network. Some dental insurance plans have out-of-pocket deductible limits and copays. Looking around at orthodontic offices that are approved, in-network providers will help save your family money. Office location. There is nothing more frustrating than the need to go out of your way to see your family's orthodontist. The inconvenience spends your precious, limited free time may add additional stress and chaos to your already busy schedule. A highly trained orthodontist with years of experience, who takes your insurance and is a quick drive the street is ideal. Even if there isn't one close to your home, you can try looking for one that is located to places you regularly visit, such as a school or grocery store. Office environment. The orthodontist can be knowledgeable and amazing. The office is conveniently close. The latest and greatest equipment is used and your dental insurance is accepted. However, when you enter the cold, boring, outdated waiting room and greeted with by an oblivious, rude, impersonal receptionist, both you and your kids think of turning around and heading back out the front door. Few people enjoy going to the orthodontic office. An office environment that make one feel unimportant and unwelcomed can only enhance this displeasure. Kids are especially more sensitive. You'll know an orthodontist is right for your family if you and your kids are comfortable and relaxed in the office. Retainers. Wear your retainers 24/7 for the first year, and then you can go to nightly wear for as long as you want to keep your teeth straight. The only exceptions are when eating or cleaning them. When removing retainers, close your lips together to prevent saliva from coming out of your mouth. Don't flip or manipulate them with your tongue, as this can increase the risk of damaging the retainers or affecting their fit. Cleaning. To keep your retainers clean, brush them with a toothbrush. The retainers get a plaque buildup and odor if they are not kept clean. Rinse retainers off after each meal. You can also use Retainer Bright or soak it in a mouthwash and water mixture to clean and give them a fresh taste. Pets. Keep retainers away from all animals, dogs, cats, etc. Animals like to eat retainers. Protective case. A retainer case is provided for you. Always keep retainers in its protective case when they are not in your mouth. Never wrap retainers in a napkin. You will forget about them and they are easily mistaken for trash and thrown away. Also, never put your retainers in a pocket or your backpack where it may be bent or even crushed. They are costly to replace. Avoid heat. The appliance will melt or warp if it gets hot. Never leave it in a hot car or leave it by a stove or other heater. Never put it in boiling water. Speech. Your speech will be somewhat slurred at first. It will be back to normal within a week if you are wearing your retainers full time. Try reading aloud and talking more slowly. The most important thing to remember is to keep the retainers in as much as possible during this period. Loss or breakage. If the retainers are lost, broken, or irritating your mouth, please contact the office before teeth shift. There is a fee for lost or broken retainers. Dental treatment. Bring your retainers with you to make sure they fit after any dental treatment. Fillings can usually be done to fit your retainers. If they no longer fit after dental treatment, you will need to purchase new retainers. Follow-up visits. Please bring your retainers with you to your retainer check appointment. We need to check their fit. Emergency care. Please do not hesitate to contact the office for any emergency situations. Poking wire. Sometimes discomfort caused by a wire on your braces can be resolved by moving the wire away from the irritated area with a cotton swab or the eraser tip of a pencil. If the wire will not move easily, try covering the end of it with a small piece of cotton or a small amount of wax. If the wire is causing pain and you cannot get to our office, you can cut it using a new and sterilized nail clipper. Use extreme caution if you are using sharp instruments and only handle them if you are able to do so carefully and confidently. If you cannot resolve the wire irritation easily, call our office for an appointment. Loose bracket. Call our office immediately for advice if a bracket or wire is loosened. The bracket may need to be refitted. You may have a situation that requires cutting a wire or sliding a bracket off a wire. If you need to cut a wire in case of emergency, you can cut it using a new and sterilized nail clipper. Use extreme caution if you are using sharp instruments and only handle them if you are able to do so carefully and confidently. If you cannot resolve any problems easily, call our office for advice or an appointment to get this resolved. General soreness. During the first week after your braces are placed and after some adjustment appointments, you may feel soreness, discomfort, or pain. You can take pain relievers that you would normally use to help with this. Please note that most patients do not take any pain relievers. If pain relievers are taken, please follow the recommended guidelines and do not take more than recommended doses. A warm washcloth or heating pad may reduce the soreness in your jaws. Emergency contact information. Call our office as soon as possible if you break or loosen any of your appliances. Please do not come directly to the office by calling us. You will allow us to create a time to see you so you do not have to wait excessively. Even if you have a regular appointment scheduled, call us immediately to notify us if you have a broken appliance so we can make a note of it. We will always try our best to accommodate you, but we may or may not repair broken appliances depending on the time allotted for your appointment and your unique situation. Please visit our site to www.alohaorthodontics.com for more information on Orthodontists Las Vegas.